You know, at one point you're so in love and it's just they're just perfect and everything's just so just roses, a bed of roses, and then you get a couple years into marriage and it's just like, well, they're not that, you know. They start talking down about their husband, about their wife, you know. They start putting them down and not esteeming them the way they used to esteem them. You know what you call that? A murmur and a complainer. You know, and before you start pointing at your spouse and all the flaws of your spouse, what about your flaws? Hey, before you start gaining on your wife or gaining a little bit of weight, oh yeah, because she's bearing children, what about the weight that you gained? Hello, I'm not gaining weight. Well, what about how ugly you are? How about that? You know? Be grateful. Be thankful. And look, this is a good way to just to have a spirit of gratitude is have low expectations. See, ungrateful people become ungrateful as a result of them having high expectations of the people around them. They have these high expectations, so when these people, when the people that they have high expectations of don't reach that expectation, they're disappointed. They're disillusioned. They become, they start complaining about it. But here's the thing. If you have low expectations, very, very low expectations, anything that you get is great. Amen. It's like, wow, thanks for that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I didn't even expect that. Thanks for that, you know, rice-a-roni. That San Francisco treat. I wasn't expecting that. Because you know what? If you don't expect it, you're going to be grateful for it because you didn't think you were going to get it in the first place. So have low expectations. And what happens is when you receive even just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it's like, wow, this is great. Thank you. By the way, gratitude is also built by just saying thank you. Teach your children to say thank you. Hey, be thankful for your spouse. When your spouse does something little for you that you consider little, say thank you. Well, I don't think it's a big deal or whatever. Yeah, you know what, though? But once your spouse goes away, she dies, he dies, it will be a big deal. Right. And you'll realize how big of a deal it really was. And you know what? There's plenty of people out there who lost their spouse, and you know what they think? I should have said thank you more. I should have been grateful more. It's called gratitude. Don't be a murmurer. Don't be a complainer.